Ukrainian cities are encircled. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News, and Russian forces continue to hammer them with artillery and missiles. Much of the action is in the southeast, where Ukrainian officials say Russia broke a temporary ceasefire as residents were being evacuated. Fox's Trey Yingst is in the capital.
Here in Kyiv, fresh satellite evidence, the 40-mile Russian artillery convoy ringing the capital remains stalled. But nearby communities are under constant bombardment. The attacks indiscriminate. Ukraine's army says a school in Zhytomyr, west of the capital, was hit by a Russian rocket. Local residents aren't waiting in silence. They continue producing makeshift weapons to defend their country and learning urban warfare skills from ex-soldiers.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Poland today.
We will stand together, as we've been standing together, in support of Ukraine and against Russia's unprovoked, unwarranted, premeditated invasion.
Next week, Vice President Kamala Harris will visit Poland and Romania. Ukraine's president has expressed frustration with NATO specifically for its refusal to create a no-fly zone. But Russia's leader says Moscow will consider any third-party declaration of a no-fly zone as participation in the armed conflict. This as Volodymyr Zelensky remains a top target.
Witness reports of at least three separate assassination attempts on the president of Ukraine over the past week. That according to the Times of London. The paper reports that a pair of Russian and Chechen hit squads had been sent out to kill President Zelensky. However, both were thwarted by, according to the paper, anti-war elements within Russia's Federal Security Service, the FSB.
That's Fox's Kevin Cork in Washington. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
As the U.S. strengthens sanctions against Russia, companies have been warned to prepare for possible cyber attacks.
According to government sources, federal cybersecurity officials and the FBI are reportedly working with an unnamed American pharmaceutical company. They say Russian intelligence operatives are targeting the company's top executives through ongoing malicious phishing attacks. Now, beyond that, U.S. banks are also bracing for cyber attacks from Russia.
Fox's Jeff Paul. In an effort to control the narrative, Russia has banned Facebook and Twitter. The Kremlin is said to be worried about soldiers who have been forced to fight.
U.S. officials tell me that one of the reasons Vladimir Putin has cut off social media is because of what these conscripts were posting. You can imagine it was not good. Their morale is terrible. And also, they do not want conscripts linking up with anti-war protesters. They want to sever those links.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Teachers in the Twin Cities could go on strike as early as Tuesday. They're demanding higher wages, smaller class sizes, and more mental health services. The possible walkout could impact more than 60,000 students. From animal sanctuary to animal cruelty. That's the case in southern Mississippi for the owner of an animal rescue.
An animal advocate in Harrison County alerted police to multiple dead animals on the property, including puppies and a bird. Jessica Collins is now charged with 32 counts of animal cruelty. Authorities say there were bags full of dead dogs and what appeared to be a burned dog carcass. An emaciated dog and other animals found on the property are now being cared for at the South Mississippi Humane Society. Collins has been released from jail. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A section of Rhode Island's famed Cliff Walk is crumbling. Officials in Newport are blaming erosion and have closed off the area. No one has been hurt. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.